game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can read all of his work about the NFL and the Cleveland Browns at brownszone.com. Scott, before we bug you about your opinion on this, Dano, what's the latest on this move with Jalen Ramsey coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Scott, this is getting more interesting. Dan's in the room and he keeps yelling out other things all the time. Oh, wow, this guy. Wait, now this. Wait a minute. What? What do you have, Dano?
I haven't said wow yet, but I've yelled a lot of curse words. So here's what we're looking at right now between the Steelers and the Dolphins, and I'm grabbing this from Adam Schefter of ESPN. The Steelers are getting Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith from the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are getting Minkah Fitzpatrick and a late round pick.
So Jonnu Smith, and there was some rumor that the Steelers were after Jonnu Smith, who's a pretty good receiving tight end. So they get Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Is that the deal, the way it looks right now?
That's what it's looking like right now, gentlemen.
And a pick. Scott, what's that do for the bitter rival of our Cleveland Browns?
Well, I think it improves them. I like Jonnu Smith. Jalen Ramsey, I think, is a bit hit or miss. I'm not sure he's the same player he was 5 years ago, but I think he's still pretty good. I feel like the Steelers always have questions at corner, and he should answer one of them. Losing Minkah is big. He's a ball hawk in the back of that secondary. But to me, it just signals, along with, I would say, the rest of the offseason, and specifically Aaron Rodgers, that the Steelers are really trying to win it all this year, or at least win a playoff game this year. It feels like they're all in.
I feel like we are, I don't know, it's a four-car race, and we are in last place. And I just, it's hard not to look at it that way. I hope it isn't that way, but it felt like the Steelers got better today. Fair?
Yeah, I agree with that, Andy. To me, he had, Baltimore coming off, their season last year. Cincinnati with Joe Burrow healthy, you think they're going to be good. And I felt like there was a gap to the Steelers. I don't know. And then the Browns are, to me, a clear fourth, at least entering the season. Right? You never know. But I don't know what to make of Aaron Rodgers at 41. I think he's 41. And that's going to be the biggest question that needs to be answered by Pittsburgh. If he's not the old Aaron Rodgers, none of these other moves might matter. But I feel like Pittsburgh has closed the gap on those two other teams at the top, which means they've widened the gap on the Browns.
Scott Patrick joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. So here you have a team in the division making a move in late June. July starts tomorrow. By the way, anybody wondering, July starts tomorrow.
Thanks.
Are the Browns going to just sit tight and go into training camp and figure things out, Scott? Are there any moves to be made between now and the start of training camp?
I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for a move, especially a big one. And we could always see tweaks to the bottom of the roster. And I think part of that speaks to where the Browns think they are this year. And nobody's saying rebuild, and you pay Myles Garrett as much money as they paid him. I think there are certain expectations to win now, and I know Myles has those expectations. are certainly in a transitional period, and that's different than the other three teams in the division. It's different than the teams that have realistic Super Bowl chances. So I think the Browns acknowledge that, at least privately and probably publicly to some degree. So I don't think they're going to go, oh my, get in a race with the Steelers, because the Steelers make this move, the Browns have to go sign a receiver, or whatever that move would be. And to me, it would be signing a receiver. I think they're going to play it by ear, see what training camp looks like, and then make their decisions. And I get that that's discomforting to fans because it doesn't inspire optimism, but I just kind of think that that's where this team is right now.
It goes back to the number one question. Are they playing to win next year? I think the coaching staff has to, but it's a difficult question, especially knowing you have two first round picks next year.
Yeah. I certainly think they are. And, you know, you talk about the realities and the coaching staff, and I think it applies to the front office as well. I think Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam family wants to keep Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. I think they like them. I think they appreciate the continuity and all that goes with it. I also think that if you follow up 3-14 with 3-14 or 2-15 or whatever that number is, it's going to be awfully hard to bring everybody back, to maintain continuity and just say, yeah, we'll be better next year. I just think that's hard to do. So I think there's pressure to win. I think the NFL is, and I think some people get this wrong, it is for the most part about winning right now. And when you talk about a Myles Garrett or Joe Bitonio who comes back for this season, which will probably be his last, he's not coming back to go 3-14. So they're going to try to win games. I think, to dovetail it into a quarterback discussion, I think that means we might see Joe Flacco to start the season because he gives them the best chance. So I don't think they're punting on the season. I just think there's some hard realities that they face, and we saw that throughout the offseason, given the salary cap limitations they have because of the terrible Deshaun Watson trade.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott, I saw something the other day, and we've talked about this before. I'm going to bring it up again. You already mentioned the position wide receiver, but I saw some national guy wrote something about the Browns receiving corps, and it was positive about Cedric Tillman and, you know, looking for an expanded role and should be a part of this and everything else. And I just thought, okay, you got Jerry Jeudy, done, fine. But your fingers are crossed that it's Deontay Johnson, that he's okay and is able to, you know, whatever happened last year, that he's able to put it behind him and become the guy that he was in Pittsburgh. And the guy that Cedric was in a small sample size, you're hoping he returns. And then it just listed, you know, and we've talked about it. I just saw it written out. And then you've got, you know, Thrash and Caden Davis on your depth chart. And I thought, and Michael Woods. And I thought, okay, man, if Deontay Johnson doesn't become what he was in Pittsburgh or some reasonable copy of that, and if Cedric has issues, you're scraping by at wide receiver with guys who are completely untested. And it just seems really dangerous to me. The only other thing it screamed was, man, are you going to run the football? And I'm not sure how that balances out. How do you see that balancing?
Well, I don't know if it does, Jeff. I mean, I do think they're going to run the ball. I think they're going to use a lot of two and three tight end sets. That doesn't eliminate the need for quality receivers. And, you know, I think there is a hope that – I know there's a hope that Cedric Tillman stays healthy and he looks like the guy that they believe he could be when they drafted him in the third round a couple of years ago. And we've seen flashes, but not nearly enough and not nearly the consistency from Cedric Tillman. And then Deontay Johnson, to me, is a huge question mark. Now, if those two guys, like, reach their potential this year, then the receiving core is better than fine.
Yeah.
You know, and you got three guys at the top. But those are giant question marks. And I think just that's when we talk about where the roster is, I think that's one of those examples is, hey, they're not going to invest a ton of money at receiver. They're going to take a couple of flyers. They're going to hope the guys they drafted. And when we talk about Andrew Berry's, you know, draft history and resume, well, these guys need to produce, and that includes Cedric Tillman. I would say it includes Jamari Thrash and or Mike Woods the second and or David Bell. I mean, those are all guys that Andrew Berry's drafted in the last 3 years, 4 years. So at some point, you need those guys to be good. Like, that's how you rejuvenate a roster. And that's how you, you know, when you're overloaded at certain spots, you have to have young guys come in and contribute at a reasonably high level. And I just don't think they've gotten it from any of their receiver draft picks, really. So they need those people. But I understand all the skepticism, and I share in it. I, you know, to me, that's the number one position of concern on this roster.
Scott, I want to go to a move that happened last week. Jeff and I didn't get a chance to talk to it because I was off last week. But Obo Okoronkwo got released after two seasons. And at first glance, I looked at it. I'm like, okay, well, they brought in Tryon Chiarka and Okoronkwo, right? Is that how you say it? I can't remember. Julian Okoronkwo. Now, I remember they brought in those guys from, you know. So, but the bigger picture for me was, I was like, well, is this kind of a, hey, we're going to do you right by letting you go right now so you can go try to find another team? That was really my first thought.
Yeah.
Or is it a money thing, or what is it?
Well, yeah. It's a money thing. I don't think he was owed any guaranteed money this year, so they could save money by getting rid of him and save salary cap space. Mm-hmm. I expected this move earlier in the offseason. As soon as they signed, as soon as Miles came back on the extension, and then they signed Tryon Chiarka.
That's it, yeah.
I was like, oh, I said, oh, Garanko is gone. And then the fact that they held on to him made me think, oh, they're going to keep him, and it's an important position, and they're going to get as much depth there as they can. I do think those signings of the two veterans you mentioned were big factors. The other key was Alex Wright's coming off the torn triceps, and I think they wanted to see him go through the offseason, prove that he was healthy, and when he did, then that had something to do with the timing of Obo's release.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed because I thought he was a guy that – could easily, you know, fill in as a starter. And I like the way he played. I just, you know, when they brought, God, I can't remember. Who was the other guy they brought? They brought in another end at one point, and I was like, okay, well, he'll step back. And, Jadeveon Clowney. When they brought Clowney in, I was like, well, oh, Double O could have started there, but now we've got three really good ends. And right. I don't feel like that opportunity for him really never came back up after that.
Yeah, it was Zadarius Smith. Yeah, wound up taking his starting spot for those 2 years. Yeah, I'm with you. I think I would say the signing was a bit of a disappointment. I mean, they paid him pretty good money. I want to say he was the second biggest signing that offseason behind Dalvin Tomlinson. Maybe Juan Thornhill was above him. But they had high hopes for him. They thought, you know, he was kind of a part-time player. They thought they were going to use him more. And, you know, he settled into that third end role and was fine. You know, he had 9.5 sacks over 2 years, so he wasn't a big difference maker. He's a good guy in the locker room. He certainly can play in this league, and I don't think he's going to have any difficulty finding a new spot. But it became where his production wound up not justifying the money that they owed him this year, and there's a spot that they could save.
Scott, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for your time. Now we get to dissect the Steelers.
Thanks, fellas.
Scott Petrak joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read all of his work, brownzone.com. Brownzone.com covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.